I suppose you all heard about Standard & Poor's, the latest thing. They've downgraded the United States from AAA to AA+. Okay, so I was talking to my son, who's kind of an expert in the field of finance now, I think, or at least he studies it a lot. I said, well, what does that mean, you know, when you're downgraded? What does that mean? He said, well, Dad, a triple A rating means that when you give your money to a triple A rated place, you have absolutely no worry. That's the last thing you'll be concerned about, that you'll get your money back. Absolutely no worry whatsoever. It's just rock solid. It's, you know, you're absolutely going to get your money back. The only thing you have to worry about is whether the interest rates will go up or whether the interest rates will go down or how long you want to leave it or, the timing and all that. But he said, you'll never worry. It's absolutely certain that they will pay you off because they are AAA rated. That's what that means. Now, when all the things happened recently and people started talking about, well, if we don't make this debt ceiling rise and all that, we won't be able to pay our creditors. And we started saying things like that, it put doubts in a lot of people's minds. Well, what do you mean? We can't pay our creditors? What are you thinking about? What are you talking about? We won't pay our creditors. Second, we have a national debt of over $14 trillion, and we have an economy that only does $14 plus trillion a year. So if we took all the goods and services done in America and took them all, it would take everything everybody sold and everything everybody bought and all the profits that were done to pay off our national debt for a year. With everything we did for a year, it would take to pay off our national debt. So people now begin to say, well, how close are you getting to being able to make sure that we're going to get our money back? Third thing is the dollar has fallen. The dollar has fallen against the Swiss franc. The dollar has fallen against gold bullion. You know, you used to be able to buy an ounce of gold for what? Oh, you know, about 30 or 40 years ago, about $300. Just probably 5 or 10 years ago, you could buy an ounce of gold for $500. A year and a half or 2 years ago, you could buy an ounce of gold for $900. Today, an ounce of gold will cost you $1,600. So the dollar has fallen against gold. It has fallen against silver. There was a time when you could buy silver for $7 an ounce. Then it went to $10 an ounce. And here about a year ago, it was $21 an ounce. Now, to buy silver, it'll take you $40 per ounce or close to it. The dollar has fallen. The dollar is weaker. Okay? So that's what's happened. That people now are a little bit. So a AAA rating means absolute. It's absolute. You're going to get your money back. And you have there's the one thing you'll never worry about, and you should have not even the slightest concern, is that you get your money back. That's a AAA rating. Yeah, my son said that he sort of partially expected that the country would lose its AAA rating. Now, it's not down far. It's AA+. It's AA+. But that's the same as Belgium. It's the same as New Zealand. You can put your money in New Zealand. It's a AA+ rating. So you're fairly safe. And America, every time a crisis happens in the world, around the world, people in different countries want to put their money where? Generally here. And they'll buy American Treasury notes. Well, every time that happens, of course, that strengthens the dollar, and people want to buy more dollars. When you buy more dollars, guess what that does? They become more expensive. Of course, anytime you're buying things, they become more expensive. So, but also, when they buy treasury notes, the national debt goes which way? It goes up, because they just loaned you money. When you buy a treasury, no, you just loan the country money, and they sent, the country says, yeah, we'll sell you some of our notes, and we'll take your money, and you've just we'll borrow money from you, but we'll pay it back with interest. So that's what's happened. The question is, what will the interest rate be? Okay, so that's the situation. Is our country becoming a little bit more intrusive? Just three things that I've heard but recently. One, there was a guy arrested, it was in the paper this morning, for selling raw milk, raw goat's milk. He was arrested because he did not have a license to sell raw goat's milk at a farmer's market. He had a license for selling some other things, but he didn't have the license specifically. He had to have a license specifically for selling raw goat's milk. He didn't have that. So he was arrested. And another person was arrested. A guy had raccoons were breaking into his house, or cutting in, going up into his house. I guess they pulled boards off. Those raccoons are strong with those claws, they pull. And they broke into his house, and you know what he did? He shot them. He was arrested. He had to put up $25,000 for bail. And he's facing felony charges. And then, of course, there's the little girl. Did you see that? Heard about this? The little four-year-old girl who was stopped selling lemonades at a lemonade stand because she did not have a license to sell lemonade. She didn't have a license to sell lemonade. 4 years old, she had a little lemonade stand. No, you can't sell lemonade. You don't have a license. You didn't buy a license. Okay, so Jay Leno quipped the other night. He said, how come it is that the people who picked the lemons, they didn't have any license or documents? But he said, but this little girl, we don't do anything about them, but we're going to do something about the little girl selling the lemon juice. Anyhow. I think sometimes we can get a little overly technical, a little overly strict.